Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well, and if not, let me know how I can be praying for you. I'm standing by ready to intercede for you or someone you know who needs prayer today. Those of you who have written to me and asked for prayer know that I will pray for you if you ask me, and I will follow up to see how God is answering. So just drop me an email after our time together comes to an end, mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K at godisministry.org. If you are in the U.S. and you prefer to send me a letter, write God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Alternatively, visit my website and hit the contact button at the top of the homepage. You can communicate to me anything you'd like that way. The website is godisministry.org. If you've been with us, then you know that we've centered our attention on Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. And one of the biblical truths I have been stressing is that marriage is definitely about man and woman, male and female. From God's perspective, marriage describes the holy union of one man and one woman for one lifetime. But with the words of Genesis 2:24, God teaches us that marriage is also about more than that. And within the Bible, we have explored that marriage reflects the nature of the relationship between God and us. In the Old Testament, God is married to Israel. In the New Testament, Christ is married to the church. What I want to do is bring out a point of application, specifically for how this is good news for those of you who are unmarried but want to be married, even desperately to be married. If you are married or were married, do not shut this off. You will find application for how we should reflect on marriage before our unmarried friends and family. But specifically, I want to talk with people who are bothered or who are upset about being single. In all of the churches I have ever been a part of and served in, there have always been people who are Christians but who feel dissatisfied with God in some measure because they have a desire to be married but are not. I will follow my policy and be honest. Most often this is how single women feel. But I have also met unmarried men who feel dissatisfaction as well. So we should be careful not to forget our brothers who also desire marriage. The question is asked, why hasn't God brought the right man or the right woman into my life? Why am I still single? Why am I unmarried when it seems like everyone else is married? This is said with some pain, frustration. It is asked as a question. Sometimes it is even said in anger or in jealousy. Maybe you are listening in today and you have this question. It is a good question, a fair question. Let me address this by saying that I have absolutely no idea what God's will is for you concerning marriage. No idea. I do not even know you. God's will is different for everyone. That is why we ask God for His will in matters such as marriage. We pray, we seek Him. What I do know is that clearly it is not always God's will that someone marry. And usually when I say this, I get a roll of the eyes and I sense frustration. One friend even told me, "I knew you were going to tell me that. You always say that." Well, yes, I am guilty as charged. But the reason I say this is because it is true. Was it God's will that Jesus be married? No. Now, if it was not God's will that Jesus be married, then why must it always be, no exceptions, His will that all God's people be married? And now you say, but that's Jesus. Okay, consider other examples. I could give you hundreds. There have always been men and women of God who desired marriage, but it was not God's will that he or she be married. This may be descriptive of God's will for you. That is a possibility. You will never, ever, in any forum, hear me guarantee to someone that they will be married. I will not say, quote, God definitely has someone for you. You just wait. Be patient. Trust God. Pray about it. I'm sure you will get married someday. No, I will not say that because God does not say that. It is clearly not God's will that everyone be married. Those of us who are married must be careful we do not make it like that. It is tempting to take Genesis 2, verse 24, and leap from that to the conclusion that God's will is for every man to marry a woman and every woman to marry a man. Not so. There is significant room in Christ's kingdom for unmarried men and women. You are as well loved and valued by God as anyone who is married. I believe that. Nevertheless, sometimes there is cultural pressure to get married. For over 20 years now, I have lived in Asia as part of the Chinese culture. I can tell you, all of my single Chinese friends are under significant pressure from their families to get married. Sometimes there is internal pressure you feel to be married. You feel that everyone else is, or what is wrong with me that I cannot find the right guy? Or, okay, I have graduated, I have my degrees, I have my job, I am in my 30s, what's next for me? Oh yeah, marriage and children. I really must go meet my spouse now. Gotta start dating. And then there are certain churches that put tremendous pressure on people to be married. The church culture is such that single people feel unwelcomed and unloved. And then there are countless numbers of Christians, as well as unbelievers, of course, who have married the wrong person because they were pressured to get married. I can tell you that being a pastor and providing counseling to people, some of the most heartache I have encountered comes from men and women, mostly women, who married in a very unwise manner. They knew that they should not marry this individual, but did it anyway. Something was not right. Something was off. Even abuse was present in dating and engagement, but the wedding went ahead anyway. Even children were born. And now this person is reaping what has been sown. Pain, heartache, separation, divorce. This is why I tell people all the time, whatever you do, do not get married for the sake of being married. Marriage is a very serious relationship. Everyone needs time, discernment, and wisdom from God. Both men and women need to date one another, really see one another at each other's worst. Go through a process to see if this person is the right man or the right woman for you. God wants to walk with you through this and help you to know what is right. But the question is, will you trust God with this? Or will you give into the pressure? So, if you or someone you know is caught up in this or a similar conundrum, I think what we have been discussing last week and this week is good news for you. The fact that the Bible speaks of marriage in relation to Adam and Eve does not mean that you must get married. And it does not mean that if you are unmarried, God loves you any less or thinks any less of you, or that somehow you are a second-class citizen in his kingdom. Not at all. As long as you belong to his church through your faith in Jesus Christ, then you are in the most important of all the marriage relationships. You're a part of a community that makes up the bride of Christ. You are one of the people of God. Listen, Genesis 2:24 says this, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." But this only lays the foundation for a much broader understanding of the marriage between Christ and his church. So that what we all want to be sure of is not so much that we are all married to a human, earthly spouse, but rather we are all a part of the community that is married to Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. What we all want to be sure of is not so much that we are all married to a human earthly spouse, but rather that we are all a part of the community, the church, that is married to Jesus Christ. Marriage, as we typically think of it, between a man and a woman, is not the be-all and end-all of our existence. No. The be-all and end-all of our existence is to be married to Jesus Christ. And by the use of the phrase be-all and end-all, I mean that which is of utmost importance, the most essential, and the ultimate. What is most important, what is most essential, and what is the ultimate is being wed to Christ. Are you? Christians, let us emphasize what God does. Let us share the good news of the gospel today with all people, inviting them to put their faith in Christ, to join the church, the bride of Christ. And let us welcome and wholeheartedly love and not pressure those of our brothers and sisters who are not married. I want to submit this to you for your consideration and prayer, and I hope that you'll come back again and join me and all of us tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.